Anonymous from Oak Island wrote in part, "It seems that every day on virtually every program you air, the topic is LGBTQs. 3.8% of the population are LGBT, and yet 85% of your programs seem to involve the LGBTs." Listener Susan wrote on our website after a recent commentary by Shane Fernando, "Beautiful memories, Shane. Thank you for sharing this. It reminds me that we are a multicultural nation of immigrants, some who came willingly and some forced. Our country has a rich and varied heritage, which we often forget in our attempt to make everyone, quote, the same, unquote. For some reason, we assume that that will make us feel safer and more accepted or more comfortable, but actually embracing our differences and the richness of our ancestors is what makes life interesting, teaches us respect, and gives us stories to tell, stories that bring us into community to celebrate our lives and memories. Please keep telling your story. Thank you." Listener Barbara wrote, "Rachel Lewis Hilburn is an excellent interviewer. Her show is really helping to focus on the issues. She is extremely thorough, yet fair. It's too bad we didn't have her instead of Matt Lauer for the recent presidential forum." Listener Tom wrote to us following Tuesday's live ceremony celebrating WHQR with proclamations from Mayor Bill Sappho and the New Hanover County Commission with Commissioner Jonathan Barfield. Tom wrote, "I wanted to follow up on my wife and daughter's attendance at this morning's ceremony. In spite of your probable bombardment with email, I felt it important to provide this feedback at this time, and Bob Workman's title seemed the most appropriate place to provide it. Preferences: local news daily, morning edition 6 to 6:30, classical HQR often in the car, very much appreciate the playlists, Sunday Baroque, 3 of the 4 hours, Wait, Thistle and Shamrock, Across the Blue Ridge, Magnolia Fatback, Soup to Nuts, Wood Songs, Prairie Home, Longtime Listener, Excitedly Awaiting the Return, and Coastline. I appreciate your time reviewing my feedback and your and all the staff and volunteer efforts to provide a great service to our area. I remember a time when I had to listen to stations from New Bern, South Carolina, and Raleigh before the days of the Internet." Bob Workman wrote back to Tom about Prairie Home Companion. "Unfortunately, with Garrison now fully retired and the show changing significantly, sans Garrison, when live broadcasts resume in October, we cannot justify paying the high per-hour cost. Public radio producers and managers are working on or looking out for the next Prairie Home Companion and Car Talk, which will cease production next year, but as yet there is nothing comparable. One never knows where lightning will strike next."
Hey, this is Bernie Rolls in Wilmington. Just wanted to call and let you guys know that I love listening to WHQR every morning on my way to work. And my favorite show on the weekends is Splendid Table. I can handle Car Talk until it comes off the air next year. Thanks again. Have a good one, guys.
Artist Candy Pegram, who is one half of our current Insider-Outsider art show along with Kira Van Sickle, wrote on our Facebook page, "Thanks for being a constant companion in my studio." You can see examples of their work for the final fourth Friday for this show, and that's a week from today from 6 to 9 p.m. in the MC Ernie Gallery, 254 North Front Street. We hope to see you then. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.